things Clay Central football are here now. This is the Football Fiesta, sponsored by Catch 'Em All Sporting Goods, Heroes Painting, Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys, Young's Drug Store, Perryland Foods, Everything Sports, and Clay and Coosa County District Attorney Joe Fickwit. Now, here are Coach Chris Heron, Coach Jerry Weems, and Rusty Taylor.
We welcome you here to Classic Country 90.9 in the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network as we are back live from Monte Albán Bar and Grill for Football Fiesta as we took a week off. As a football team took a week off, we took a week off with them last week, but we are back this week as we get ready to move into the first round of the playoffs. Man, it's good to be back. I know we had some things going on, but we really didn't cover any football last week other than this little bit of talking about it. So it is good to be back and good to be back talking about Vols football.
Well, it is, and it's the most important time of the year as we enter into the playoffs. Of course, we'll talk about that Pale City game for a little bit, but moving on into the playoffs this week.
Yep. Back at it after a week off, and you know, we've actually got some it's funny, earlier this week, Monday, but there was one game tonight in the state of Alabama, one playoff game there was going to be, and we've worked our way to now where there's all kind of playoff games tonight because of the threat of some rain, some severe weather threat, and you know, our Vols are tomorrow night, but man, tonight's the night. The playoffs get underway.
31 games, I think you said.
That's right, 31 of them.
And so a little less than a third of the games. You know, you get to thinking that's a little less than a third of the games that will be played tomorrow night. And we'll be looking at those in a little bit just to let you know. Not a ton of local teams and teams that we play, but there are a few of them because a lot of it's really south or really north. That's where the majority of the teams – all the Randolph County teams are playing tonight, which was kind of surprising to me. Some of them are traveling. A couple of them are traveling away. But
except Woodland. Woodland's tomorrow night.
Okay, Woodland is? Yeah. I thought Woodland's is tomorrow night.
Yeah, they are tomorrow night. Where's
Hubbardville at?
I'm not sure where Hubbardville
is. Isn't that where they're playing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not sure where it is either. So you're getting one of those are some small locations. But the Volunteers will be at home on normal schedule time. There's a few games that are moved up tomorrow night. They're
sure
playing
are.
A little earlier.
The timing is different.
I think one officials game that I know real well, they're playing at 5 o'clock tomorrow.
The Aniston-Fultondale game.
Yep. That's really a strange time to play a high school football game at 5 o'clock. I guess junior high game, but it's a good thing the time changed. It'll be dark.
Yeah, it'll already be dark.
Well, they can get home and watch the scoreboard tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm sure what they're going to do is they're going to get off and they're going to either watch us on NFHS if they have that subscription, because that'll be the only way you're able to watch the Volunteers tomorrow night, because of the AHSAA, you know, they have the rights to all playoff games and they're televised on NFHS. Our feed will be there, but you'll have to have an NFHS subscription to watch tomorrow night. But a lot of them will be, I'm sure they're going to get in, tune in, listen to us, Coach, I'm sure.
Oh, I know. I know they will. But it won't affect our audio, by the way, of our game.
No, it'll be right where it always is. You can listen to us on Classic Country 90.9 on the Radio Alabama app or however you're accustomed to listening. But it will watch the video side. It will not be on Facebook Live. It will not be on YouTube. It'll only be on NFHS. So just so you know, put that out there. If you know people that likes to watch it, the main thing we want you to do is come to the game tomorrow night. It's a first-round playoff game. And there is a chance of rain, but it's not a huge chance. And we're hoping that chance goes somewhere else, not where we're playing high school football tomorrow night. But let's go back and this does seem a little while back when you really get to thinking about it. But because we've talked about it on different shows multiple times. But how about the Volunteers' big victory over Pell City 2 weeks ago? Tomorrow night with a 6-3 victory over there over a 6A playoff team in Pell City. Coach Wings, what's your thought? Going back, that's kind of what I would call an old school type game.
Well, it was. Not very much scoring, nothing to nothing at halftime. And but neither team could really generate or sustain any drives. And as a result, I just mentioned, no scoring in the first half. And then in the second half, both teams kind of moved the ball a little bit better, but they kept each one shooting themselves in the foot with either a negative play or a penalty. And both teams kind of stayed behind the chains and just, as I mentioned, could not really sustain anything on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, you look back at it, Zion Neal's big touchdown catch from J.T. Wilkerson, the difference in the game, the only touchdown scored in the game. Of course, we did, we're unable to get that extra point, but thank goodness that didn't come back to bite us. We didn't need that, and the Volunteers get out of there with a 6-3 victory. But, you know, I tell you, one of the most well-attended games, I mean, it was packed. I mean, all the way around the stadium, it was a great crowd, a great atmosphere.
What a great facility.
It is. It's a neat, nice facility. And they treated us so well.
Yes, they did.
With the coaching staff and our radio crew there with a great location in the home press box. And
what a press box.
Yeah, it was a good night, a good night. You know, we ate good before it over at Pell City Steakhouse.
Yes, we did.
And then went straight over there and watched a great game and enjoyed that. A quick game, too, buddy. That one blew through. I think that was our, you know, we were able to get in the car ourselves after the postgame show and listen to some games on the way home.
That's right.
Final horn sounded at 9:05. It was a 2-hour and 5-minute.
I think we were exiting the field, I mean, in the car by about 9:35 I remember.
And you mentioned that extra point that we missed. And, you know, we talked about that all year, that it's going to come back and get us. And I kept thinking, you know, that Pell City was going to maneuver into position to kick a tying field goal in that game until we made some big defensive plays and kept them, you know, from getting there. But it almost came into play last Friday, our kicking game.
Well, and you go back and look at it, and we know we were very limited, both offenses. I mean, there was a lot of movement between the 30s, the 25s offensively, but both defenses kind of, you know, as the old saying goes, and the cliche, tightened up once they got down into approaching the red zone and able to hold. And it was one of those, you guys have already referenced, those 6-3 game kind of, you don't see many of those type games anymore. Every yard was just important and precious, you know, maybe a little more so than normal when you're having more success moving the football. But every yard was just vitally important. And, you know, across the front offensively, you know, not a lot of success on the scoreboard, but a pretty good night for offensive line across the front. Everybody was in the blue. You know, we run for 138 yards on 37 carries, averaging just, you know, between 3 and 4 yards a carry there. But a lot of that you know, Pell City's defense, a good defensive front. Pell City limited too, you know, not a lot of offensive yardage either way. But, you know, just a good football game, a very physical football game. And one that I think, of course, Pell City, they still had another game the next week to play. But for our Volunteers, Clay Central, you know, especially having last week off, that week 11, that was being the open week for the Vols, a good way to end the regular season, you know, and to finish at 9-1, and then the week off to kind of heal up the bumps and bruises heading to the playoffs. So, you know, we've won different kind of ways this year. We've won kind of scoring fast, scoring a lot of points. We proved at Pell City, you know, we've got the grit and the wherewithal to hang in there and an old defensive struggle and to pull out a win there. And our guys, you know, they believe whatever the game dictates, you know, we believe we can win whatever we do, what we need to do. And that's a big part of it. And looking forward to starting this second season. And now it's just one game at a time and looking to go 1-0 this week.
And, you know, that game was undecided until the big fourth down sack by Trendon Glenn
right
on their last possession.
Right.
And that's when you could finally breathe easy after that play.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's look at some stats real quick from that game. Very evenly matched stats, much like the score. Volunteers had 10 first downs to Pell City's 14. We rushed the ball 37 times for 138 yards. They rushed it 32 times for 111. So we upped them there on the rushing. We completed 10 passes. We completed 5 out of 10 passing them, 11 for 23. We threw for 77 yards. They threw for 126. Both of us threw one interception, 215 total yards for us. They had 237. Total number of plays, 47 to 55. This is an interesting stat. It's been an interesting stat all year, Coach Aaron. We talked about this. Mm-hmm. We didn't have a fumble. They fumbled the ball three times, and we didn't get any of them.
Yeah, that's right.
They put the ball on the turf three times, mm-hmm. and were able to get all those.
I don't understand that. As many, you know, and maybe later in the show, we can go over some cumulative stats for the year. How many times our opponent has put the ball on the ground versus how many we've actually recovered? I mean,
it's usually around 50%.
We're not getting our share of those. No, we're not getting our share of those fumbles. We need to get more folks around the football.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. We need to work on lots of them fumble drills there in group work.
Covering
that baby out and getting
to the ball.
Everybody be in that camera shot tackle's made.
Exactly.
Old school way we used to say it.
Right.
One thing that was a really – and this has been better, I think, over the last few games, the way I remember it. We had four penalties for 40 yards. They had eight for 65. Mm-hmm. So – 4 for 40 is not bad in the penalty category at all, especially on
our
way game.
They came at bad times, though.
And we talked that night on the way home, and I think we talked about it on Volunteer Voices, but a well-officiated game, it went smooth.
Very good game.
And we appreciate what those guys done. They were 1 for 1 on field goals. We were 0 for 1 on extra points. And I tell you, when you look at the special, we had one pass in TD. They had not a lot in that category at all. JT punted twice for us for a 36-yard average. Not bad, 72. Zion Ewell had one return for 10 yards, doing a good job. That's our AGL Player of the Week, which we'll be talking to here in just a little bit. Looking at some offensive stats, Taylor Boyd had 12 rushes for 58 yards. Let's see, just really not a whole. JT Wilkerson, 8 for 30. Zion Ewell, 8 for 31. Really just looking at a few stats, I already mentioned JT was 5 for 10 passing for 77 yards, one touchdown, and one interception. On the receiving end, Zion Ewell, 2 receptions for 53 yards and that big touchdown. 3 other players caught passes, Jace Boyd, Taylor Boyd, and also Caden Glenn all caught passes. But a big night for Volunteer fans, a good crowd. And great weather, great comfortable weather. We've been blessed with it. Well, we had that one rain delay, storm delay, and other than that, we've been blessed with really good weather throughout this year. So hopefully that continues into tomorrow night. But how long ago does it feel? Doesn't it feel like it was a lot longer than 2 weeks ago,
it
that
sure
game?
Does. It
it's
does.
Crazy when you have that week off. I wanted to talk to you guys before we kind of transferred off of that game. You play that game. You got a week off. I think they gave the guys a couple of days off, maybe Monday and Friday. They practiced 3 days last week. Probably more worked on themselves than anything. From coaching many years like y'all did, and most of those times you didn't have open dates because you played 10 straight and straight into the playoffs. But if you ever had open dates, how did you guys like them?
Well, you really hate to break your routine. You like to keep staying steady with what you're doing. But I think, you know, talking to Coach Horn earlier this week, I think he feels like that the open date came at a great time because it gave him a time, you know, to kind of step away and reinvigorate, so to speak, not just physically but mentally as well. And, you know, practice was a little bit different. You weren't really focused in on your opponent that heavy. You're just kind of doing some things to stay where you are. And then they stepped it up this week, of course, on the game planning. But I think he was relieved, and he felt like that this open week at the end of the season really came at a good time.
Well, I'll tell you another thing. If you look back, and Coach Aaron, I'll ask you this. If we remember last year, same situation. We go into the playoffs, we host Greenville, and we looked great coming off that off week, I thought. You know what? I'm right about that. I'm not misremembering that, right? Then we host Greenville and looked like really good, just come out firing in that game against Greenville early last year.
I think you're right.
Or do y'all even remember that game last
year? I remember us playing Greenville.
I remember we played in one.
I think we come out and look really, really sharp.
I do know we talked.
And we did second week, I
earlier
think.
This week, and he referenced last year the open week of practice. The 3 days were terrible. He hated them. He said, and then we talked to him this Monday, and he said this week they handled that 3 days much better. They handled had much better practices those 3 days. So, you know, every team's a little different.
Absolutely.
And every
the personality of the team.
Yes, and it just some years it's maybe
some teams practice better than others, but they may not play better than others.
Right, exactly. And it's, you know, when you get into that, every year's different. And when you're on a roll, kind of rolling, sometimes you wish you could just keep going, but there's benefits to taking the break right there.
Well, I tell you what, that'll finish up our first segment. We'll move into our second segment where we'll be bringing in our AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week, and Zion Yule will also be having his assistant, one of his main assistants there with us. We'll be having Stanford Simmons in, Coach Stanford Simmons in with us. You won't want to miss that. And then on the next segment, we'll be looking at our opponent tomorrow night, Sipsey Valley. And then when we get on that last segment, we'll be looking at our opponents, how they fared, some of them how they ended in their season, the final top 5A, top 10 poll. And then we'll be looking at maybe some games that's tonight and some games that are being ported in bracket play. Who knows where we'll go. You'll want to stick around right here on Classic Country for Football Fiesta Live from Monte Albán Bar and Grill on Ashland Square.
When you think about the places that make a place like Lineville feel like home, Young's Drugstore has stood out for generations. For decades, Young's Drugstore was a place that folks would drop in for freshly squeezed orangeades, lemon sours, and hand-dipped ice creams. Now with two locations to serve this community, Young's Drugstore is located on Highway 48 in Woodland and still serving Clay County, but at the Lineville location on Highway 9. Young's Drugstore is proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Barr and Associates Injury Attorneys handles a range of serious injury cases, including auto accidents, 18-wheeler crashes, motorcycle and boating accidents, wrongful death, premises liability, and workplace injuries. Their attorneys provide direct legal support throughout each case. Known for professionalism and client-centered service, the firm emphasizes trust and communication. Info is at tpharlaw.com, tpharrlaw.com, or 256-487-6080. Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
Perryland Foods is a locally owned grocery store that has been serving the Lineville community since the early 1970s. They are located in downtown Lineville and are open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information is available by calling 256-396-5663. Perryland Foods is proud to sponsor Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert, stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwit is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 Football Fiesta Live from Monte Albán Bar and Grill. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems. Coach Chris Herron gave up his mic and headset for a couple of special guests. And first of all, we're going to welcome in, first time in this year, one of you's been here already this year, but we're going to welcome in assistant coach Stanford Simmons. Good to have you, Coach Simmons.
First time you've been on with us, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. You have before, though, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been here before. It wasn't after a game.
Yeah. And then we'll have our repeat, a returning guy. Last time, Coach Simmons, it's hard for me not to call you that, by the way. And I'm sure it is for Coach Williams, too. But Coach Simmons, last time we had him, we actually let the running backs coach bring him. Because he was but he does a little bit of everything. But we've got our AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week again, repeat winner Zion Yule. Good to have you, Zion.
Good to be here.
Zy, you had a big week a couple weeks ago. I know it's been a couple weeks for you now, but I'm sure you remember it well. Looking back at that game, 6-3, a big catch you had, which you did a lot more, but that big catch was a big play there. Obviously, the long touchdown in the game, a lot of effort there on just a kind of a 50-50 type ball, but you were actually kind of defended by two guys, go up, get the ball, and end up getting it in the end zone. On that play, I want to go back to that play. Was you expecting JT to throw the ball your way on that play?
I wasn't, for real. I mean, the play wasn't designed for me.
Okay.
But, you know, I seen a ball in there. I said, oh, I got to go get that.
Yeah.
I gotta go get
that. JT must have trusted you and said, I'm going to give Zy the run out here wide. And big play on that drive, though. And Zy, you did have some more catches on the night, and actually the only one with multi catches is you had two for 53 yards and that touchdown. But that was not all you did. I mean, a big touchdown, obviously, and without that touchdown, we don't win, obviously. But one of the things that impressed me, and I wanted to talk to Coach Simmons about it, is his punt returning. I know you working and helping him line up at the right place, but Zy does a great job of being comfortable back here and saving a lot of yards even when he don't return them.
Well, Zy, he got good ball skills and awareness, and just like on that catch, you know, we always talk about all the time, if the ball is in the air, it belongs to you. And he do a real good job at that. And you know, one thing about catching punt, you really can't have no fear, because, you know, that first guy is going to always be there. You just got to make him miss. And he do a real good job at that, because he catches the ball clean a lot. I mean, if you don't catch the ball clean, you can get you get rattled a little bit. But he usually catches the ball pretty clean, and he got good footwork and make that first guy miss. And he do a real good job at that.
And we talked about that the last time we had him on. He saves a lot of yards.
He do.
With, you know, coming up making some of the catches that he does.
Yeah.
That adds up over time.
Yeah, it can save you field position. It saves a lot of field position.
Even some of them fair catches, but if he don't run up and make that catch, that ball rolls 15 more yards, or they may pin us inside the 10. There was one that night that I think he was unable to return. That was kind of a tough catch that he made that saved some yardage. And also on the special teams with us punting, we punted the ball, you know, kind of in a tight punt situation with JT. In their punt, and I remember, I think it was I went down and made a big tackle on their return man.
Yeah.
That he was looking to get down their sideline, and Zy got him and kind of. So Zy contributes in multiple ways, whether it's on the punt team, you know, whatever, on defense, he's a great player on defense. And I know, just share with us, first of all, Coach Simmons, what you do. I know you work with receivers, but y'all also work with the secondary guys some too, don't you?
Well, you know, me and Coach Burkhouse, we work with the secondary, and Coach Few, he works with the receivers, and me and him kind of work together, because we want both of them to be good and great at what they do. So if I see something as a receiver or he sees something as a DB, we work with both of them, because a lot of them play both ways. So we kind of put that competition out there in practice, and, hey, we go head up. Hey, what would you want a receiver to do against a DB, and what do you want a DB to do against a receiver to make them better? So we kind of compare them to each other, and like me and him compete against each other as coaches, and they see us competing, so they go out and compete. So, I mean, it's just a battle the whole time we out there practicing. You know, coaches against coaches and players against players, and we get that same mentality. So on Friday night, we come together, and, I mean, we feel like we can defeat anybody.
Well, that's awesome that you have that competition, and it is kind of neat for the coaches, the wide receivers coach and the defensive backs coaches, to be kind of going at each other, because that's a head-to-head battle. Each of them, kind of much like a defensive line and an offensive line might be. So that's neat. And of course, Stanford, obviously your playing days, you've got a lot of knowledge and been around it. But when we talk about that. But that's been a few years ago, but you've been coaching a long time since then as well.
Yeah, man. I mean, it is nothing like bringing the experience that you have to younger kids, and you want to see them grow. And, it ain't no use in me keeping nothing to myself when I can give it to somebody that's got a future ahead of them.
And I'll tell you this, Stanford, when back in your playing days, you were better on defense because your hands weren't that good.
Uh-oh, he's telling on him, Ty. He's telling, Coach Wayne's telling on him.
Yeah, his receiving, his hands kind of helped him a little.
Well, he liked to hit because I played against him.
On the other side, he could put it to you.
Yeah, he did. Well, Zy, you get to coach Zy on that side of the football, on the defensive side of the football a lot. Speak to what you see from Zy on the defensive side of the football.
He got great instincts. I mean, he's real aggressive, and he plays hard. And one thing about Zy, he never complains about where you ask him to play. That's a big difference in a lot of guys that you coach. I mean, a guy that's willing to play anywhere, at any time. And Zy goes out there and he give it his all and don't complain, and he's ready for every situation that you put in front of him.
Well, and Zy does have good hands. He makes some catches sometimes that are really, really good. The catch, which it don't turn out to be a big catch. Now, it was a big catch, but as far as the season goes, it wasn't. But the catch he made, the long touchdown pass at Hopeful, right on his fingertips, and he was able to he's extended, but he's catching them right out there in the hands. That's a lot harder catch than it looks. We see balls like that dropped every Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Zy just has them soft hands, and it's like he caught it on – anytime you're on a dead run at full extension, that's an impressive catch. But he's done a lot of those, and he's confident. We talked about him catching punts. Zy, what makes you so comfortable – because you can see it. When you're out there watching, you can see somebody that's catching punts, whether they're comfortable in themselves or confident, and you look so confident catching those punts. What makes you so confident about it?
My hands, really.
You trust your hands.
Yeah.
When did you first start really working on catching punts? Because that's a whole different game than catching a thrown ball. It's way harder than people. If you think it's just catching the ball coming down. But, Coach Simmons, when you go out there, it's way different. That ball
different.
Can do some crazy stuff off of a foot.
That ball moves around on you.
Yeah, you got to be focused from start to finish and realizing when the fair catch the ball and when not to. There's decisions to make in a short period of time, all while you've got to catch the punt. And you do a great job of it, and you really do. And we've had a guy. You came in behind a great guy. You know, you usually don't have back to back punt catchers like that. And Zy was able to fill in and do it. But you know, Tyler was a great, great guy catching punts. Tyler Boyd was. But when I look across the other way, hardly ever do I see anybody that looks as comfortable. I don't care how good a receiver they are or who they got back there that looks as comfortable as he does catching punts. But, Zy, we've talked about it. You play running back some. You'll play quarterback some in a wildcat-type look. You play our return man there on kickoff return. You play a lot of different special teams. Sometimes may even see you holding, depending on who's kicking. And Coach Simmons spoke about it. You're just willing to do wherever you're needed. And that is huge, and it's really made your career grow. Coach Weems, what's that? I know you watched a lot of players come through, and you watched in coaching and now broadcasting. What stands out to you? I know there's different things that stands out to you about players. What stands out to you?
Well, you know, it's just like you was talking about. A coach really likes those players that can do a lot of different things. And Zy, not only can he do a lot of things physically, but he responds to pressure. When a big play needs to be made, he's going to step up and make it. And I think that's something that's important about Zy. You can depend on him, and he's the type of player that you really love to have for those type of situations.
Well, we're definitely glad we got Zy on our side and we get to call him each and every Friday night. Coach Simmons, before we let you go, we want to give you a chance to say anything, and if anything you want to mention. Again, we appreciate what you do. We know you're not necessarily a paid guy bringing in a bunch of money to do it. You just love to do it and get out there, but you make a difference, and we're proud to have you.
Well, I'm proud to be there, and I'm just proud and glad I had an opportunity to help kids grow and be better at their craft, and I appreciate y'all guys for having me out.
Absolutely.
And Rusty, before we let Zy go, I want to ask him a question.
Absolutely.
And I know it doesn't matter now, but we've seen pictures and video on that touchdown pass. Did you score or not? Tell us the truth. We want the full truth right now.
The referee threw his hands up.
That's the right answer. That is the right answer.
When he put his hands up, that was it.
You scored a touchdown. But, hey, we might have put you in the backfield and handed it to you on the next down. So it in the wishbone, so it don't matter. But it was a great play. And when you watched it, his speed and athleticism twisting around
and having the presence of mind to get that ball over there.
Yeah. Knowing where you were at on the field in that time, because it was a pretty long pass, and it was an impressive play. But regardless of what it was called or what people think, it was an outstanding play, and we were proud of you for making it. We had not asked you too many questions, but we want to give you a chance before we let you go to share anything or to tell anybody. Are the fans out there about tomorrow night and whatever you want to say?
Yeah, be there at 7 o'clock tomorrow, man. We're going to put on a show.
You know, Zy, I tell you, for whatever reason, the first round of the playoffs and the history of it has been lesser crowds, and we don't need that tomorrow night. You're in these 5A playoff games. Sipsey Valley's not coming over here. Just ride over here and see what it's like. You know, they're coming to play football, and we need to support you guys. It's really more than we have. It's a one-game season now, and it's so important. Well, at this time, we will award our AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week to Zy Newell for the big win. This is a neat score to have on there. Clay Central 6, Pell City 3 on October the 24th, 2025. This is presented by Awards to Remember. Congratulations, Zy.
Thank you.
Good job, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Good job.
Thank you.
We'll take a break and come back in just a minute right here on Football Fiesta live from Monte Albon Bar and Grill on the Ashland Square.
Everything Sports in Woodland serves teams, schools, individuals, and businesses with custom gear and promotional items, including team uniforms, hats, t-shirts, banners, plaques, and business cards. Located at 1143 County Road 58 in Woodland, Everything Sports can be reached at 256-357-0336 and on Facebook. Everything Sports is proud to support Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
For over 40 years, folks have turned to Heroes Painting for dependable quality work. Whatever needs painting, Heroes Painting will paint it, as long as it's not a car. From homes to barns, new construction or remodels, and everything else in between, Heroes Painting has you covered. Heroes Painting is available by phone at 256-276-0463. That's 256-276-0463. Heroes Painting is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta and Heroes Hotline on Classic Country 90.9.
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert, stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwit is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Do you crave flavor you can trust and a taste you'll remember? Do you know about a place that produces locally, naturally, and proudly? Blair Family Farm and Market is where quality meets tradition. Blair Family Farm and Market is open Wednesday and Thursday 1 to 6, Friday and Saturday 9 to 6 at 1015 Blair Road in Ashland. Blair Family Farm and Market now has all natural beef tallow and many other specialty products including smoke eater, smoked salsa. Support local and eat better at Blair Family Farm and Market. Blair Family Farm and Market is the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Clay Central Sports Network.
When you think about the places that make a place like Lineville feel like home, Young's Drugstore has stood out for generations. For decades, Young's Drugstore was a place that folks would drop in for freshly squeezed orangeades, lemon sours, and hand-dipped ice creams. Now with two locations to serve this community, Young's Drugstore is located on Highway 48 in Woodland and still serving Clay County, but at the Lineville location on Highway 9. Young's Drugstore is proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 Football Fiesta Live from Monte Album Bar and Grill on Ashton Square. This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Herron will come back in here now and get his headset on as soon as I can talk him into it. We're a little bit out of practice here, but he was over here filling in for me. He lets me get my picture made again. I'm just hoping it might make it to the paper, but
you never know. I mean, that's exactly where it may end up in the paper.
Well, Coach, you give up your headset and your opportunity to be here when we have that AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week each time. We want to give you your chance to talk about Zion Ewell and what you've seen of him over the last few years and this year, and obviously too, Friday night against Pell City.
Well, just that Friday night. I mean, nothing that just shocked you to death, because we've watched Zion for the last two or three, four years, and as he's grown and become the player and the young man that he is now. And the thing about Zion that strikes me is his, I think the right word, Coach Williams, you correct me if I'm wrong, his versatility. Would that be a good word for Zion?
That is a great word.
His versatility. I mean, he may line up at the split end. He may be in the slot. He may be in the backfield on the offensive side. In the secondary, he could show up anywhere, at corner, anywhere back in the secondary. Just a very versatile, skilled position player that as far as I can tell, and talking with some of the coaches, is just – it's very open to wherever he needs to be to help his team have
Coach,
the best
Coach
opportunities.
Coach Selman's mentioned that, about his willingness to play anywhere.
Yeah, and he's just, wherever they feel like he needs to play on any given Friday night or any possession or, moving possession, positions during a game, wherever he's needed. And, I mean, that speaks a lot to him and being able to understand, and the coaches having enough confidence in him to put him in those different positions, because your responsibilities are a little different in all those places. So been fun to watch him, and really fun to watch him last Friday night as he was a part of that win at Pell City.
Well, let's move into our game tomorrow night as we'll move into the 5A state playoffs, the first round here. Sipsey Valley comes in. They're in the playoffs for the fourth straight year. They've got a lot of juniors. They got 10 seniors and 10 juniors on offense and defense there. And they're averaging 34 points a game. So right up there at the top of the heap in 5A.
The seventh from the top. Out of the 57 teams in 5A, they are the number seventh in scoring offense.
They like to run the football. They got a really – well, they've actually got two good running backs, in my opinion. Isaiah Bennett, you're going to hear that name a lot tomorrow night, hopefully not as much as you normally do, but he's a key player there at 5'10", 185. That's number 25. But, one guy I kind of like when they put him in there is number zero, Jaden Howard, kind of their big guy. He plays defense too, 5'10", 220. So they've got a couple of different change-ups they'll throw at running back, but they really don't – to me now, and this is just Rusty's watching film, they don't do a lot of formation in you and doing a lot of stuff like that and stuff like that. They stay in what they do a lot, and they run a lot of the same stuff, they just plan on making it work and relying on their running backs a lot to get it done.
Well, they're I guess primarily they're a zone team. They like inside and outside zone, and that's what we'll see the most of. They'll run some stuff back in with their H-back being a lead blocker, but they're going to primarily be a zone running team, and that's what we'll see. And, I don't think their offensive line gets enough credit. They're not dominating, they're not overpowering, but they're solid. They're a solid 5A offensive line. So, a decent running game coming in, and that certainly will have to be the main focus of the Volunteer defense, is stopping that run or controlling the run at the least.
Oh, you look at number 25, over 2,000 yards rushing, Taylor, and that's, you can do that math. If he's had 10 games over 2,000 yards.
That's 200 yards a game.
Yeah, at least 200 yards a game. We've had a you just don't see many backs in 10 games gain 2,000 yards. Now, it happens, and you hear of it occasionally, but And so that offensive line's got to be doing something, and they're being such a zone-heavy scheme on the front and the inside and the outside zones so much a part of their run game. You know, it doesn't take it's a different blocking scheme than a man blocking scheme or a gap scheme, you know, where you're physically trying to move a person from where he's at to somewhere he don't want to be. With that zone scheme, you kind of, you know, you step, and if he comes with him, you just kind of stay against him. And then a lot of that, the success of that play, as long as that lineman's against the defensive guy, it goes back to that running back and him being able to find that gap and find the seam to work his way through. It may be, you know, it may be off tackle. It may be back A gap. It may be a backside cutback all the way. And that kind of comes back to 25, you know, being able to successfully see those gaps when they open up with that type blocking scheme that they use. For the offense, you know, now on the defensive side, you know, we're going to see a lot of four-man front, 4-2, 4-3, 6-7 guys in the box at times. 3-4 occasionally, not very, you know, not going to see a lot of that out of them. A lot of man, they're going to play some man-to-man. They're going to play some two-deep at times, some three-deep coverages back there. But, you know, and short yardage in those situations, probably some type of six-man front. Not a lot of stunts and blitzes, but in you know, in certain passing situations where you feel pretty confident the team's going to pass, they've got some the twist and the inside stunts with their inside linebackers. They do so well, but you know the biggest thing is going to be defensively slowing down this offense. You know that they have and try to limit their points and that 30, you know, over 32 points a game average they've got and a solid team. They're in the playoffs, and, you know, they're there for a reason. They won the games they need to win to put themselves in this position.
And, you know, Coach, their focus is also going to be stopping our run game.
Exactly.
And the key about their defense, mm-hmm. they have 10 seniors.
They do.
Starting on their defense.
So right.
It's a veteran team, and they'll be focused. They'll know what their goal is. And, you know, this could be another one of those quick games mm-hmm. with both teams running the ball a lot, keeping that clock moving.
And, Coach, if you notice, if you watch the last two or three games they played with their four front people, you know, a couple of down guys, a couple of stand-up guys, maybe three, one of them with a five-technique hand down in the dirt sometimes. But across those four positions on the line of scrimmage in the last two or three games, Coach, they've rotated 10 people, yeah. 10 different bodies they've used in there. So, you know, they've used a lot of bodies in those four positions there. So they've got some depth that they feel pretty confident in, and that, you know, that can become a factor, you know, as you get later into the game at times.
When you look at them, it's something that you talk about, Coach, you notice what they've done on the defensive front line, but it's not only – it don't end there. They've been – of late, they've started playing Kingston Troll, the quarterback.
Right.
They're playing him back there. And also, Isaiah Bennett's playing defense,
right.
the big running back.
And earlier in the year, you didn't see those
see
guys
that.
On defense.
So they've
exactly.
added but one thing that stands out to me, and this is just me watching what they're doing and trying to figure out what they're trying to accomplish. Lots of times, I get the feeling that they're giving the ball to Isaiah Bennett. He's running at the H-back in Brock Woodruff. And sometimes, and Woodruff kind of reads. He's blocking, say, like on our outside linebacker, and it's almost like a choice. It's not, you know, everybody else is zoning, but sometimes he's just kind of reading that player. And if he wants to go inside, he'll try to wash him down. He'll turn him out. It's not, and then he's just trying to read off of that one blocker of where he goes. That's what it looks like to me. They're zone blocking, and they're trying to get their H back, Brock Woodruff, a 6 foot, 220-pound, good-looking player,
mm-hmm.
on one person, and then let him kind of read off of that block. So.
And another thing about this team, this is not just a shot in the dark for them, you know, when they looked out and made the playoff. I mean, this is a four straight year they've been in the playoff.
Right.
So they won't be awed as much as a new team perhaps would be.
You know, something that you can look at that was pretty interesting, and I have to tell you, this come from Coach Horn this morning. He gave me this, and he's always talking about, and we could have talked about this later, but I'm afraid I'd forget it. You know, if you look at overall schedules, like our schedule, how they fared, we're going to go into that. Our overall schedule went, and if you're around 50% wins, your schedule, how they fared against other opponents, you played a pretty tough schedule. Well, our teams that we played went 58-42, and we had, I think it's three of those teams won region titles in Scottsboro, Hanley, and Benjamin Russell. So pretty strong opponents. I will say Sipsey Valley's opponents that they defeated, not nearly as impressive, just to be honest with you. They have not defeated a team with a winning record, has Sipsey Valley, even though they're 6-4. They defeated nobody that has a winning record this year. Don't mean they can't, but they had. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a fact is a fact.
Yeah, so just something to keep in mind about those guys and, I tell you this, just listen to this. Out of the six teams that they beat, not the teams they lost, we're talking about our host game, they won a total of 12 games.
That's not very impressive.
No. So, you know, we want you to be there. We're expecting a big game, but just kind of tell you what's going on. The six teams that they beat, they've won a total, and that's some of my math there, so hopefully I didn't mess that up. But we're going to take our final break here at Football Fiesta, and we're going to come back, and Coach Weems and Coach Herron's going to lead us through. Coach Herron's going to lead us through our schedule. Coach Weems is going to lead us through the 5A top 10, and then we'll see where else we can go as we get ready to finish this thing out here. Monte Albon Bar and Grill, that's where we're live from here for Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys assist clients in auto and motorcycle accidents, 18-wheeler collisions, boating accidents, wrongful death, medical malpractice, premises liability, and workplace injuries, and is known for compassionate, informed representation. Attorneys handle each case personally, not through case managers. Info is available at tpharlaw.com, tpharlaw.com, or 256-487-6080. Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
Perryland Foods is a locally owned grocery store that has been serving the Lineville community since the early 1970s. They are located in downtown Lineville and are open Monday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sunday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. More information is available by calling 256-396-5663. Perryland Foods is proud to sponsor Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert, stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwit is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. For over 40 years, folks have turned to Heroes Painting for dependable quality work. Whatever needs painting, Heroes Painting will paint it, as long as it's not a car. From homes to barns, new construction or remodels, and everything else in between, Heroes Painting has you covered. Heroes Painting is available by phone at 256-276-0463. That's 256-276-0463. Heroes Painting is a proud sponsor of Football Fiesta and Heroes Hotline on Classic Country 90.9.
Everything Sports in Woodland serves teams, schools, individuals, and businesses with custom gear and promotional items, including team uniforms, hats, t-shirts, banners, plaques, and business cards. Located at 1143 County Road 58 in Woodland, Everything Sports can be reached at 256-357-0336 and on Facebook. Everything Sports is proud to support Football Fiesta on Classic Country 90.9.
Do you crave flavor you can trust and a taste you'll remember? Do you know about a place that produces locally, naturally, and proudly? Blair Family Farm and Market is where quality meets tradition. Blair Family Farm and Market is open Wednesday and Thursday, 1 to 6, Friday and Saturday, 9 to 6 at 1015 Blair Road in Ashland. Blair Family Farm and Market now has all natural beef tallow and many other specialty products, including smoke eater, smoked salsa. Support local and eat better at Blair Family Farm and Market. Blair Family Farm and Market is the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. Coach, I got this. This ain't my first one here. I got a plan here. We're right on time for the last segment, but we're back here for Football Fiesta live from Monte Albán Bar and Grill. It's Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Coach Chris Hare, and Heath Bone Stroud on the stream over there streaming on the road with Bone. We're on the road about 25 feet, but here we are. All right, Coach Weems, lead us through that is the order. I mean, Coach Heron, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Coach Heron, lead us through our opponents and how they fared.
Hanley Tigers finished the year at 9-1. Couple of weeks now since we've been here. Their last game was at Booker T. Washington. They won 42-14.
They had that week off, too, didn't
they? They did. They were open last week, and tonight they are hosting the Bibb County Choctaws down at Wright Field in Roanoke.
Played them.
We played them one time about 10, 12 years ago. Sure did. We made a trip.
Fun game down there.
So the Hanley Tigers in Bibb County tonight, Hanley one of those region champs at 9-1. Benjamin Russell, 9-1. They finished up last couple of weeks at Chelsea with a 42-21 win. Last week, a win at Percy Julius in Montgomery, 45-13, and they will be hosting Tuscaloosa Central tomorrow night down in Alexander City. Valley finished the year 6-3. They lost to Beauregard 14-7, and then last week they were at Dadeville, but that game did not get played. They were scheduled to be at Dadeville. That game was just canceled. They didn't play that game, Valley and Dadeville. That game was not played. So Valley finishes 6-3. They host the Shelby County Wildcats tomorrow night. Marbury, 3-7. They finished the year. They win at Hopeful 21-14 2 weeks ago. And last week, guys, Marbury, Alberta, Marbury victorious 70-44 over Alberta last weekend.
Marbury said they didn't make the playoffs. We're going to put some up, boys.
They finished on a two-game winning streak and finished the year 3-7. Sylacauga 4-6. Couple of losses the last couple of weeks to wind up at 4-6.
Oh, my goodness. They dropped, had a big lead in that last one.
Elmore County, they lose 42-14. Last Friday night, they dropped to Glenwood 38-31 after leading, 31-10, something like that.
Thereabouts.
Pretty good lead there at one time for the Aggies. But Sylacauga, they're finished at 4-6. Scottsboro opened 2 weeks ago. Last week, losing to Mars Hill 41-14, finished the year 4-6. They'll be hosting West Point tomorrow night. Elmore County, they were on the road at they had Sylacauga 2 weeks ago. They win there 42-12. Last week they win at Chilton County 28-0, finishing 7-3. Third in region play. They're on the road at Demopolis tomorrow night. Hopeful 2-8 on the year. They lose to Marbury 21-14 and to Tallahassee 24-8 to finish at 2-8. Beauregard, they won at Valley 2 weeks ago, 14-7, the Hornets over the Valley Rams. Last week, they traveled to Russell County and lose 36-8. Finished their regular season at 3-7, finished fourth in the region. They're headed to Northside around Tuscaloosa. That game is tonight. They've made that trip tonight. That's one of the games that moved. Pell City, those Panthers, well, of course, our Vols, 6-3 winners over them 2 weeks ago. Last Friday night, they wound up their regular season with a 54-19 win at Southside. Pell City finishing at 7-3. They finished fourth in their region. They're traveling to Homewood tomorrow night to take on the Patriots.
Coach Weems, I know you got the final 5A top 10. Share those with us who they'll be facing off with.
All right, as you mentioned, this is the final poll of the year, so I guess this will be the top 10 how it ends up till we get through the playoffs. Number one is Williamson, and they'll be opening up their playoff run tomorrow night, hosting Eufaula. The number two team, Moody, a couple of losses this year to some big schools, but they'll be playing Corner tomorrow night, another very good 5A team. Vigor finished at number three, and they'll play Catholic of Montgomery tomorrow night. The number four team, Fairview. And they'll be opening up their playoff with Arab tomorrow night. Of course, the Central of Clay Vols finished at number 5 in this final poll and will be hosting Sipsey Valley tomorrow night. The number 6 team, undefeated Northside, and they're playing Beauregard tonight in their first round game. The number 7 team, St. Clair County, they'll be playing Carver of Birmingham. Number 8 is Gunnersville, and they'll play Priceville. The number 9 team, Ramsey, and they'll be playing a local team, Jacksonville. And number 10, finishing in that slot, Boaz, they'll play Russellville tomorrow night. And then we had 5 other teams that did get some votes. Corner, Carver of Birmingham, Catholic of Montgomery, Andalusia, and Russellville. All those teams were in and out of the top 10 throughout the year. But, Rusty, that's the top 10. That's who they're playing. Some tonight, the rest tomorrow night.
Absolutely. And looking at the games tonight, by the way, that's as we get ready to head towards this thing closing out. We had a lot we could talk about, but we're running out of time. So let's just quickly go over that. In 6A, Athens is at Fort Payne, Jackson Olin at Clay Chalkville, May Jemison at Muscle Shoals, Mortimer Jordan at Mountain Brook, Oxford at Parker. In 5A, Arab's at Fairview, Beauregard's at Northside, as we already said, Priceville at Gunnersville, West Point at Scottsboro. In 4A, Asheville at Hamilton, Bibb County at Hanley, Brooks at Plainview, Cherokee County at Good Hope, Fayette County at Alexandria, Pleasant Grove at Booker T. Washington, Randolph at West Morgan. In 3A, Daveville at Southside Selma. Was that not the only game that was originally scheduled?
The only game originally scheduled was in 6A.
It was May Jemison at Muscle Shoals.
Yes.
Daveville at Southside Selma, Glencoe at Winfield, Lauderdale County at 5, Phil Campbell at Piedmont, Randolph County's at Thorsby, Rogers at Geraldine, Whitesburg Christian at Mars Hill, and in 2A, Faultville at Vincent, North Sand Mountain at Lexington, Sand Rock at Red Bay, Sullivan at Southeastern, Winston County at Pleasant Valley, and then down to 1A, Ragden at Addison, South Lamar is down here at Wadley, down here just south of us, and Spring Garden at Heidelberg. Well, man, it was good to be back on Football Fiesta and get things back going. Coach Herring, we get ready to head towards closing this thing out. What do you got to say about tomorrow night?
I'd like to say this, Taylor, and you know, I've been around here a while and seen a lot of first-round playoff football games, and I'd like to encourage people to come to the game tomorrow night. You know, I don't know what it is. It's been like this, you know, for a long, long time, but for some reason, those first-round playoff games, wherever they've been over the many years, the crowd seems to drop off and drop away, and then hopefully build, you know, everybody, you know, build back as we go through the playoffs. Well, if you don't win the first game, there'll be no building through the playoffs. So I encourage people to come out tomorrow night, you know, support these guys, these everybody involved around the football program, and as they, you know, look to take the first step into the playoffs. And it's not everybody, you know, half of the schools in the state of Alabama, football season is over. You know, they're done. They're not playing this week. And after tomorrow night, it'll be only a quarter of them left, you know. So our young men have got the opportunity to represent us tomorrow night here in Clay County, and I just encourage everybody to come out and support them and everything around them, and let's try to go 1-0 this week.
Coach Williams, what do you guys will get ready
well,
to close it out?
Along those same lines, you know, if you're planning on staying home and watching it, you can't because there's no YouTube, there's no Facebook.
If you got NFHS.
Yeah, that's the only way you can get it.
If you got an NFHS.
You've got to subscribe to NFHS. But you can get our audio regardless, the same way that you always have. And if you're not going to the game, we recommend that you listen to Classic Country 90.9.
Absolutely. Well, it was good to be back, and we, again, congratulate Zion Ewell on being an AGL Solid Waste Authority Player of the Week. We appreciate Heath Bone always getting things set up and getting the live stream up and going. He'll be back on the camera tomorrow for the NFHS broadcast. You can catch us there, or as Coach Williams said, on Classic Country 90.9, the Radio Alabama app. However you like to listen to us there, you can listen to us as we'll be bringing all the action. Pre-game show starts at 6, kickoff at 7, right here on Classic Country 90.9. Until next time. God bless, and go Vols.
You've been listening to Football Fiesta, part of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network, a production of Radio Alabama Sports and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Catch 'Em All Sporting Goods, Heroes Painting, Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys, Young's Drugstore, Perryland Foods, Everything Sports, and Clay and Coosa County District Attorney Joe Fickwit. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.